The first few rays of sunshine sneaked in from the chinks in between the planks, throwing dancing lights of rainbow-colored light across the floor of the hut. Hami woke up, yawned as widely as his tiny mouth would go, and sighed contentedly. He was tucked snugly under Kado's chin, and the little bear was still sound asleep. Hami chuckled as Kado's four little blue paws twitched erratically in his sleep.
He must be dreaming of his precious Ilado.
Indeed, he had grown quite fond of the baby bear, who was always happy and wanted everyone to be happy too. The door creaked open quietly and a long lean shadow fell across the doorway. Hami tensed, then relaxed as he saw it was Timothy Tiger. The tiger cub padded silently to where the two friends lay, signaled with a chubby paw to his lips not to wake Kado, and with a soft tee-hee curled up beside the little bear. But Kado had felt a stealthy movement and stirred. First, he carefully checked that Hami was also awake, then sat up, rubbing his eyes.
Morning, Hami. Titi.
The little bear grinned, patting his rotund tummy and giving himself a tiny wake-up shake. He felt refreshed and was all ready for whatever the day may bring.
Where's BJ?
Oh, he has to work. I've bought breakfast. Hard-boiled eggs, crackers, and a bottle of milk. It's not much. I'm sorry.
Work?
He carefully knocked the egg against the floor and began peeling away the bits of cracked eggshell. He broke off a small piece of egg and offered it to Hami. The hamster balanced the sliver of egg between his front paws and nibbled daintily on the deliciously yellow yolk. It was a very plain breakfast compared to Mrs. Twinkle's hearty offerings, but neither Hami nor Kado minded. The company was excellent, the food was more than adequate, and the young friend's spirits soared as their hunger was assuaged.
Yes, well, you see, BJ's Fufu and Muma haven't been able to find enough work, so BJ helps out by delivering newspapers in the morning. He also sells some of our gadgets and runs errands for the neighbors.
Timothy Tiger's natural exuberance dipped a little as he thought of how hard BJ had to work each day.
Let's go find him and help. Excellent idea.
Titi's tail swished faster the more he considered and liked Kado's idea. BJ had always left the tiger cub behind, but Titi had secretly followed him a few times. He was certain that sometimes the small boy got into scraps and chuffed at not being around to protect BJ. The three companions trotted briskly to the hole in the fence that surrounded the scrapyard and peeped out to make sure there were no nasty rats lurking around. The streets were starting to get crowded as people hurried to work. Kado looked at their strained and tired faces and thought,
They don't look very happy, you know. I must find some Ilado to cheer them up. Actually, ho, I need some too.
Titi, Kado and Hami dashed across the street into a small winding alley. Then followed a series of twisting turns as Titi led them through the dingy town. Many times, they almost bumped into the feet of people walking past, but other than one kind-looking woman who gazed at them in surprise, no one took any notice of the three friends.
There he is!
Pointed Kado, his sharp eyes spotting BJ standing by a pile of boxes in front of a shop. The boy picked up a box and staggered into the building. After a while, he ran out and picked up another box, nearly bending double as he struggled to push and drag the heavy carton through the narrow shop door. BJ looked up in alarm, when what seemed like a tornado of fur and paws descended upon him.
Titi, Kato, Hammy, what you're doing here? Titi, you're not supposed to be.
Oh, BJ, it was my idea to come and look for you. Don't be angry with Titi, please.
He tugged at BJ's shorts and looked up at the small boy with large, trusting eyes. Despite himself, BJ couldn't help chuckling and bent down to ruffle the little bear's ears.
Oh, all right. But I must finish arranging these boxes in the storeroom or Mr. Grocer will be awfully upset.
We'll all help. Come on, Chip.
Tee-hee, tee-hee. And so our four young friends heaved and huffed until finally, happily tired, they looked at the neat pile of boxes with identical satisfied grins.
Well, well, BJ, you did that very nicely indeed. Very nice. Well done.
Mr. Grocer was short and plump, with a brown moustache that curled grandly under his nose. No one else in the whole town had a finer moustache, and he was very proud of it. He wiped his hands on a purple polka-dotted handkerchief and dug into his trouser pockets. Out popped a pocket knife, a bit of string, followed by a silver pin and a handful of gleaming coins. Counting out 10 coins carefully, Mr. Grocer dropped them into BJ's hands and clapped him on the shoulder.
Fine work, my boy. Come around again tomorrow and let's see what else you can help me with, huh?
He turned and left the storeroom. BJ's eyes sparkled happily as he thrust the coins into his shorts pockets. He paused, then took out one coin.
Come on, a ladder for everyone!
The youngsters ran to a corner store displaying a bright poster of a huge ice cream cone in its window. Inside, four pairs of eyes went wide with wonder at the seemingly endless tubs and flavors of helado jostling for space in an overcrowded freezer. A smiling young woman peered over the top of the freezer. She had long black hair tied up in a knot and tucked under a sparkling white cap. She had a badge on a white dress that said, Susan. Susan's eyes were dark brown, and she laughed merrily at the sight of the awestruck faces. Kato pressed his nose and paws against the freezer window. His tiny pink tongue stuck out at one corner as he tried to think of which flavor to pick. Hammy was perched on the little bear's shoulder, chuckling at his friend's predicament. BJ and Titi were simply speechless. They couldn't remember when they last had any ice cream.
Well, young sir and friends, are you here for some ice cream or just to look?
The young woman teased, her smile growing wider as BJ blushed scarlet red.
Oh, yes. My friend Kato, the little bear here, would like some and... So would the rest of us.
He would, huh?
Susan came around the freezer and picked up Kato.
He's so cute.
She chuckled, tickling the delighted little bear on his tummy.
Okay, Kato, what flavor would you like?
She winked at BJ conspiratorially.
I think, that super duper rich dark chocolate with a little red cherry on top, please.
Kato hugged the astonished woman, who nearly dropped the baby bear at the shock of hearing him speak. She shook her head, muttering,
I better take that holiday I've been planning all this time.
BJ handed Susan his coin, whispering in her ear,
It's all right. He really does speak, but only very special people can hear him.
Oh, in that case, should I give you a selection of different flavors?
Yes, please.
Boy, bear, hamster, and tiger cub scampered happily into the sunlit street, licking their helado cones carefully, not wanting to miss a single dollop of the sumptuous treat. Kato held two overflowing ice cream cones in his tiny paws. Susan had kissed him on the top of his head and given him the extra one, whispering secretly in his blue ears that
I had a teddy bear who liked ice cream too, Kudo.
The four friends walked down the street and turned another corner. Suddenly, the little bear stopped walking, causing Hammy to nearly tumble from his shoulder. The hamster spluttered indignantly, for Kato had stopped just as Hammy was about to take another lick at his walnut helado. His whiskers smeared with flecks of ice cream, the hamster squeaked.
I'm very sorry, Hammy. Look, there's that kind woman we bumped into earlier.
The little bear trotted across to where she sat on a pavement bench. The woman was leaning back against the bench. Her eyes were closed and she looked tired. Her coat was old and her shoes were worn out, but she had a quiet, dignified look that the little bear liked. Kato gently tapped the woman on her ankles, and when she looked down, he scrambled onto the bench next to her. He held out an ice cream cone and said cheerfully,
"Today's a happy day for you, you know, to cheer you up."
He jumped down quickly from the bench and ran back to the others. Turning around, the four young friends waved at the still startled woman and skipped down the street. BJ led the way to a small open space where rows of bicycles were tied to short posts in the ground. He wheeled out a small blue bike, which looked extremely old. A rough wooden box was attached to the handlebars, and the back wheel squeaked and rattled as he trundled it along. A tiny parcel, wrapped in newspaper, was tied to the back of the bike.
Time to go back, guys.
The boy lifted Kato, Timothy Tiger, and Hammy into the box. The box was as tall as the bear and cub, and only their ears could be seen peeking out from the top. Hammy fussed around until he settled down in front of the little bear. He sat, ramrod straight, right where he could peer out from a tiny hole in the box. BJ shook his head at the hamster's eccentric behavior, jumped on the bike, and paddled slowly towards the scrapyard. As the friends reached their hut, a clamor of children's voices and running feet were heard, and a loud clanging of bells reverberated across the town. Kato and Hammy nudged Timothy Tiger.
"What's that, Titi?"
Before the tiger cub could reply, BJ shrugged casually, untying the parcel from his bike.
"Oh, that's a school bell. School's out for the day."
He frowned a little uncomfortably and continued, slightly impatiently,
"Come on, let's play. I've got a surprise for you, Hammy."
The boy put the parcel down on the ground and ripped away the newspaper. Hammy gave a loud chitter of delight and turned two cartwheels, quite forgetting that he was supposed to be dignified and serious as a royal imperious hamster ought to be. The others laughed merrily and BJ grinned.
"I take it that you like it, Hammy?"
It was an old tiny toy piano. It was a pale yellow color. One corner was chipped and one leg was shorter than the others. But when Hammy ran his paws swiftly over the keys, they tinkled clearly, each note sweet and true.
"Thank you, BJ."
Hammy bowed to the little boy. Then a mischievous gleam came into his small beady eyes.
"Ah, my friends. Now that my instrument of music making has been restored to me, I shall present a royal afternoon gala concert. By exclusive invitation only, of course. Please, kindly be seated and remember, no clapping in between the movements as I play you Mozart's complete piano sonatas. But before that, what do you think, Kato? touch of humor, perhaps? Oh, yes. Yes, please, Hermy.
He pulled BJ and Titi down beside him, hissing in a sibilant whisper.
Hermy's aunt jokes.
The boy's face was crinkled in amusement, and for once, Timothy Tiger was too startled to even utter a single tee-hee.
Yes. Allow me to pay tribute to BJ and Titi for their sterling efforts in reducing the amount of waste, as is evident from our surroundings. What do you call an ant who refuses to care for his natural surroundings?
The hamster rocked back and forth on his toes, head tilted slightly to the side as he looked expectantly at his audience.
I know. A pollutant.
Kato was really getting into the swing of the hamster's clever jokes.
Well done. But let's also hear from the other members of our distinguished audience, eh?
Hermy winked at the excited little bear.
Let's see now. Yes. A brave? A word that can describe you, my dearest friends.
Timothy Tiger swished his tail and bounced up.
Tee-hee, it's gallant.
And when you say an ant is very well acquainted with the details of a subject matter, it is...
conversant.
BJ threw a high five with Titi and Kato, whilst Hammy chuckled delightedly.
My audience will not disappoint me in their intellectual versatility. Now, I will play Mozart's 12 variations on A Vous de Rageur, Maman.
Seeing puzzled looks,
or much better known and succinctly described as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
The hamster sat down at the toy piano and with a flourish launched into the tune that I'm sure we are all familiar with. BJ was enchanted by the music. He flopped down on his belly and listened entranced as the hamster skillfully navigated the complex musical notes. Kato hummed along happily and Timothy Tiger swished his tail in time with the music, uttering soft growly every now and then. The tinkling notes floated, light as a feather, clear as crystal, across the dozing afternoon heat of the scrapyard, transforming the unsavory surroundings into something nearly magical. Suddenly, the peace was rudely shattered by loud jeers.
BJ! Hey! Are you in there? We're coming in!
BJ jumped up in alarm.
Quick, hide!